Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And now, friends, I am trying to find my shirt that my friends just got me. And I am not finding it. And I just had it right here not 2 seconds ago. Hey, Judah, where's that shirt? I just had it. It's the Sermonator. There it is. Is that it? Yes, it is. This is a shirt a friend of ours just sent. Beth and David, thank you very much. So if you wanted to know why I named the show the Sermonator, Bradley Dean, this is because of my friends looking out for me, and I totally appreciate it. Folks, so thank you, Beth. David, totally appreciate that in a big way. Also wanted to let everybody know, listen, the only time that we're ever going to be down on this show is if it's we're not traveling or we're in health extremes, which has only happened 2 times, now 3 times in the last 20 years that we've been on national radio. So with that, do forgive us. We're just kind of rolling with the punches as they come. Is the bizarrest thing, because just over the last couple days, everything was totally fine. And then on, I believe it was on Tuesday or Monday, I noticed that they were spraying very low out in the countryside. Deuteronomy 28:24, chemtrailing, geoengineering. And I thought it was kind of odd that they were spraying so low, and I noticed that there was an orange tint. Sometimes you see a black tint, some kind of a, sometimes a black gray tint. This was an orange tint, and I was totally fine, and one of my boys got sick, and I thought it was something else, but I noticed that they were spraying once again, and in the process, he's sick, he's down for 3 days, he's totally fine now, and then my other boy got sick, and he was down for 3 days, and now he's totally fine, and my wife has been down for about 6 days, and which was really kind of odd, and especially the side effects, and I'm just telling you this for the very purpose. Friends, I know it's what they're spraying. There's no question about it. Why? Because they were not flu-like symptoms at all. There was no vomiting. There was no diarrhea. It was just a sweaty, clammy feeling. Headache that you couldn't get rid of. I've never, ever had that before. And the same situation with my wife when it comes to the diagnosis and the adverse effects that she had when she was going through this. And she said, I've never had this before. And I said, of course not. And I said, I know it's what they're spraying. Have you ever noticed, friends, during the same time of the year, they'll spray heavily, and then they'll go out there and tell you, you better get your shot, there's a bug out there. Well, I'm telling you what, friends, we don't go along with that pharmaceutical propaganda, and in the process, you know, I did not know that we were going to be subject to it in such a fashion, but it just hit me out of nowhere. I was running around on Monday, and on the way back, all of a sudden, I felt a little something trying to get in there right in the base of my throat, and sure enough, it took over, and it was just like, okay, out of nowhere, it just knocked me down. It was like, okay, just your thoughts are going all over the place. The best part about it is I had no coffee for 3 days. Again, so saying all that, it was very odd happening, a very odd happening here, and it's something I've never experienced. We're beginning to experience a lot of things that we've never experienced before, and that just happens to be one of them. So today I just said, you know, I got to get out there. We did an event on Tuesday with some of our friends locally on the county level because we're moving on several fronts, friends. We're being spent in every direction, and in the process of doing that, it was something that I couldn't miss. I didn't do radio on Tuesday, but I went to the event and I did that, or this meeting that we had, and then aside of that, we're back in the saddle. So I just appreciate this, and I appreciate friends that look out for us, and real friends are hard to come by. And again, I just want to make sure everybody understands the Sermonator is Bradley Dean, because my friends saw fit to go ahead and get me a t-shirt that says the Sermonator. So we'll do our best to basically accommodate that message today concerning what's on the front of this t-shirt, David and Beth. And again, we just totally appreciate it. Now, with that said, friends, I do want to move forward here and let you know we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're talking to Florida right now. That's supposed to happen in March. We're supposed to be on the East Coast filming. Man, we are pushing that. What I didn't know is I was going to end up writing 3 books in the meantime. I've been writing ever since May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. I'm still going through and proofreading this book for the last time. My third one, and I got a fourth book on the horizon as well, on top of the documentary that we're going to be doing on the East Coast. And again, friends, it's just sometimes it's cumbersome. It really is cumbersome. And there's nothing worse than being a radio show host guy and doing all that you're doing and then hearing from other people more of what we need to do when they're doing nothing in the process. So this radio show is premised on do radio. It's not talk radio. It's do radio, because that's the only language that we know here, because faith without works is dead, period. Okay, we're not of those that deceive ourselves. We're doers of the word, not hearers only. And again, I just want to make clear everybody understands that we are up against a lot of stuff here, and we're going to stay out there, and we're not going to move by the grace of God. And again, we get a lot of stuff coming up. Go ahead and check out our schedule. I just had a call come in from Arkansas today for 3 dates. We're looking to go in that direction. As I said, Florida, the Missouri one fell through, and we'll keep you abreast as to what's transpiring as it transpires, okay? But if you want to know who we are, what we're doing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go to our media website, 13 to 15 articles written every day for contributors from all over the country, please go to that website. They're doers of the word as well. They're in this cultural war. You can't be a part of the war. You can't really have a say-so in what's going on out there unless you're like that of the Sons of Issachar, who knew the times. And you have to get in there and know the times to be a part of the answer, right? And that's what we're doing here, Isaiah 58, verse 12. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Go to SLL Radio Live on the top of that page. Subscribe to that feed, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Folks, when I get back, I'm going to start downloading some of the happenings going on across the United States. And then we're going to deliver some Sermonator for you, concerning the title for the show today. Again, check this out, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Oh. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, one of the things that I do a lot is think. I mean, I'm not, like, ever withdrawn from the fight that I'm in, and a lot of times it's not even by self-will. It's just I'm driven that direction to pay attention to the confusion that's being blanketed across this country by the mainstream media and the lies. And it's my job to tear down my father's altars, Judges 6. And that's exactly what we're going to continuously do. And one of those things is just this. Have you noticed that they're polling only between Biden and, of course, Donald Trump? And also pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media is giving all attention only to the two candidates that they want you to pay attention to. Those that have been given to you as your options. And then again, what's the history? Well, you're supposed to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, that's not true. If the lesser of two evils, vote for neither one, because I'm here to tell you, friends, there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders that the mainstream media is completely censoring. And all of the options that they've been given to you, friends, are all the options that they themselves have bestowed upon you. They're all clowns in the same circus of politics. Both sides, friends, again, of the Constitutional Party, unconstitutional party, are two wings to the same bird. And don't forget that. And furthermore, we're again ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. But notice how they're saying that 43% goes to Donald Trump, and was it 57% would go over to Joe Biden? Have you been paying attention to this? Yeah, it's always a close race, which is a bunch of baloney, okay? And keep in mind, just if you're the first-time listener or viewer here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember, I played videos for you where Joe Biden literally had not one person show up in support of him or that whore Kamala Harris. And literally, I say she's a whore because Scripture calls her a whore, and she is a whore, a nasty whore. And so is he. Okay, for the most part, he's committing the act of treason against the American people, as are all of those that are sitting back and doing nothing, but those that you call the good guys that are highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden and his treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3. But again, let me make clear the point. The polls are always divided, right? Because that's set to divide the people against each other. Listen, if you're warring against each other, friends, you're warring against the wrong people. Okay, these are all corporate clowns, again, in the circus of politics, maintaining their special interests. They're not working for we the people, as we all the well know. Okay, that means we the people need to take our government back through a reformation, and we are the government in this country. We are the law under God in this country. And furthermore, our said representatives work for we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Okay? So, 43% to 57%. Joe Biden's just winning, just by a hair. Baloney. Baloney, folks. This is, again, filling the seats by doing what? Promoting the fight. That doesn't exist. It's the fight that they're creating. Let me say it again, because the light seems to go off when I say this over and over for certain people. Bradley, I never understood that until the day that you said that. It's like, Guy, I have said that 50,000 times. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're the ones doing all of this. They're leading the opposition by creating the opposition, friends. And notice what's happening. They're winning, and the American people are losing. And the American people need to get in this fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, to ensure that they have a future and a hope for their posterity, the same way that our forefathers did. Now, let me say this. 43% to Donald Trump, Joe Biden 57%, right? That's how they sell it to us all the time. They vary just a little bit. Isn't it interesting, folks, and this is me thinking again, but isn't it interesting that nearly 90% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term as president? Huh. How does that line up to their polling? Do you see what I'm saying, Americans? If you just pay attention, you give them enough rope, they'll always hang themselves. And guess what? They always do. They always do. Let me ask you another question. What would you consider to be the highest form of treason against our veterans today? Let's say take their benefits that they have earned by sacrificing themselves and giving unto us the freedoms that we have because of their sacrifice. And let's say the government takes their benefits and then they throw them over to the illegals. Isn't that just unthinkable? Well, guess what, friends? American Military News just highlighted the fact that Biden, again, committing the act of treason, giving veteran health care resources to illegal immigrants. Okay? If that doesn't get your dander up, Americans, I don't know how to help you guys. I don't know how to help you. They're trampling the blood of our veterans. They're taking in. Folks, let me say it this way. The very things that our veterans fight against is what the American people are now succumbing to in their own backyard concerning their said governments. I mean, our veterans went out in other countries to fight off tyrants concerning the ones that you're submitting to in America today. That's sick. Americans don't deserve the freedoms that they have if they're going to sit back and watch this nonsense go on. Biden giving veteran health care. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, too. I'll tell you what reeks is Barack Hussein Obama's fingerprints and directives all over this nonsense. Not to suggest that Barack Hussein Obama's in charge, but he is such an abomination. I mean, this is the guy that literally gave the American people the middle finger over 1,163 times in trampling the blood of our veterans. For two terms. The second term, he was not voted in by the people. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Remember before he won the second election, right? Remember he told the said diplomat from Russia on a hot mic, he didn't know he was being mic'd. He said that we'll do this the second term of my presidency. Well, this was 6 months before his second term. Okay. Again, presidents aren't elected; they're selected, and they're elected not by the American people. They're selected by the powers that are tolerated because the American people allow the powers that are tolerated to continuously rule the roost. That's why this is happening. But I'm telling you, criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. He's all over this. I'm telling you, he's got a hand in what's going on here. And if the American people knew any better, it would be for, like Donald Trump said, remember at the very beginning of his criminal administration, remember he said that he was the worst president in American history? Remember when Donald, and he flips all the time, and he changes his settings all the time like a good little devilish chameleon, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15? Wasn't it interesting that when he went to meet criminal Barack Hussein Obama, he told the cameras as he gave the thumbs up about Barack Obama, first class. Donald Trump said of Barack Hussein Obama, first class. The point that I'm making here, friends, Donald Trump could have made null and void every unconstitutional act that that said criminal ever made. He could have held him for high treason, Article 3, Section 3, and he could have held him responsible to pay the price for his crimes. Did he do that? He did that nowhere. Okay? He never drained the swamp. I know a lot of his worshipers today are saying that he's coming around the second time to drain the swamp again. I'm taking the time to say again, he never did it the first time. Where have you been? You must have your head stuck in the sand conveniently. Again, you are the type of people that can have your eyes, or I'm sorry, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see the sun because you don't want to see the sun. Okay. Regardless if you want to see it or not, you're going to see judgment one way or another. So you better make up your mind as to whom you serve, either a corrupt politician or the Lord of Lords, period. John 14:6. I also wanted to make another point. You know, you see all these said football players. Right. Last couple days ago, it was interesting. I took the time to show you certain football players that were telling you that the whole system is completely rigged. And it is rigged, and we know it's rigged. As a matter of fact, more of this stuff is coming out. And, of course, the mainstream media is right there to try to browbeat anybody for anybody calling it for what it is. And you got to know something, Americans. When the mainstream media comes out together and they demonize and they try to browbeat anybody else that's calling it for what it is, a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, you know it's a conspiracy. And that's exactly what this is. But I'm here to tell you, friends, we know that it's now rigged. I highlighted the fact that the NFL is scripted, but they make us sign something so we can't go into great detail. Tired of holding back. Who wants the full story? Benny Cunningham. Now, he's not the first one. We've seen videos. We've seen people from behind the scenes that control and monopolize this whole form of... It's a huge casino. It's a gambling. It's a gambling network, friends. It's all pre-scripted. With that, what I wanted to highlight, isn't it interesting how we see the Tim Tebows of the world or these Christian quarterbacks that get down and they pray before the football game? Isn't it interesting? That is another controlled operative too, friends, to distract you from the Christ. What are you talking about? I'll tell you in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police investigating to figure out the motive behind the shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade. One person was killed and more than 20 wounded, including children. Officials are estimating about 1 million people were downtown at the time when those shots rang out around Union Station. The players were still on the steps when the chaos erupted. One of the alleged shooters was tackled by Chiefs fans. Two others were detained by police. The U.S. heading back to the moon. The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed Odie, launched in the wee hours of the morning to try and make the first touchdown of a U.S.-made spacecraft on the moon in 5 decades. It is set to land on the moon on February 22nd. Israeli special forces have entered Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis with credible intel that Hamas was holding hostages there. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to show you, I just pulled this up during the break here, concerning what I was talking about. I was just talking about how the fact that it's becoming very well known. We've known this for a long time now, but people are becoming, to the point of being resolute concerning their thought process, and they're tired of being lied to, and rightfully so. But we know it's rigged. We got a lot of football players coming out on film. They're sending out tweets, posts, memes, and such, letting people know that it's all a fraud. Now, what bothers me about this is when you see guys like this, Patrick Mahomes, you see guys like Tim Tebow, they come out onto the field. This guy right here prays for 2 hours before every game that he plays. He says, my Christian faith plays a role in everything that I do. Oh, really? It plays a role in everything you do. I don't see that in Scripture. I see where when we go to Christ, we deny ourselves and we take up the cross and we follow Him. Why? Because it's His will, not our will. But again, the point that I want to make here, friends, is I want you to think this through. Scripturally, this is nonsense. This is idolatry. And I'm telling you right now, folks, and it's also been brought to my attention, Patrick Mahomes' wife and her scantily clothed pictures. Don't sit there and tell me that this is Christianity, folks. This is a lack of. And the only reason people would prop these guys up and try to justify what they're doing on the field is because they're trying to justify their own idolatry in which the Lord condemns. Jeremiah 11:12. Furthermore, the point I also wanted to add to that line upon line, precept upon precept, is this. If the football game in the NFL is completely rigged, which we all know, how could this guy call himself a Christian, all the while know that it's being committed as a fraud on the people that are going to his games? How could he call himself a Christian, all the while knowing he's doing what he's doing right here? Because he's an actor. He's a bad actor. He's called controlled opposition. You know, some of these younger guys I'd like to get around, and I'd like to personally confront them with their hypocrisies. Tim Tebow would be one of them, modern gospel, baloney. Patrick Mahomes, he would be another. All those others, they get up and they point their finger to the Lord as the cameras are on them. And, you know, they want you to believe that that's who they serve. It's not who they serve, friends. They're serving themselves. Because if they weren't, they wouldn't be compromising. They're serving their golden calf. And they're deceiving people in the process of doing so. Don't think otherwise. I want to show you this, too. This just came across my desk.
Back with
this is another church.
Well, hey, folks, time to
this
meet
is
our
a
players.
Church.
Let's head down to the field for today's starting
this
lineup.
This is idolatry to the max. This is a church. It's not a church of Jesus Christ, mind you. It's a building of apostates. This is a church. They're just joining us. This is idolatry. It stinks in the nostrils of God.
Tails is what I'm kicking.
Let's just go with tails. Would you like to kick or receive the Bible?
I will receive.
Kick or receive the Bible.
Receive the Bible. Patterson back with the kick.
Is this insane? This is a church pulpit.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Is that a touchback? Can you even get a touchback? This Patterson is, back with the kick.
This is where all the hypocrites get together and try to deceive others into believing that that is a Christian church, when in fact it isn't. Here, I want to bring up another point, because it was brought to my attention. And thank you to my friends that take the time in helping me with this information. I totally appreciate it, though I'd love to talk about other things. Did you guys all see this, just this over this last weekend, concerning the Super Bowl, as they call it? Isn't it interesting how they were changing the plays around right in the face of the American people? Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. Now, I got to kind of turn it down. You're going to have to pay attention to the numbers at the bottom. If you're listening to us on a car radio, I'll go ahead and commentate the best that I can. It goes kind of quick. But what you're going to notice, friends, is that the commentators and those that were setting up the screen pushed plays back. And this happened a couple times throughout the game. And why did they do that? Because it's predicated and it's rigged upon a fraud. The NFL is rigged. Here, let's see if this helps you come to some sort of conclusion here.
First and 10.
Okay, now I got to be careful because some of these guys swear, okay?
They just blatantly cheated for the
team. Yeah, blatantly. And I'm the only motherfucker.
Okay, so I think we got past his words.
Watch it.
He gets it
right here.
All right. He goes like 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
2 yards. That'll be second and eight.
Okay, so it says second down.
Okay, so it says second down. Okay. Now watch this.
Watch that.
I want to come up here.
See, I was a second down.
Now watch this, folks.
2nd, 7, 2nd, and 8.
Oh, so they said it was the 2nd and 8, and it just moved to the 1st and 10. Okay, folks, so they were rigging the game throughout the process of the Super Bowl. And again, you got to keep in mind, that's why they have so many distractors at these football games, because if it was the football game within itself, they wouldn't hold the people's attention. They got to entertain them at every given break in between each play, you know, with the full-grown men with their tights on or fighting over a pig ball. I mean, can you make this up? Who would have ever thought in a million years you could convince a man to pay how much an exorbitant price for a ticket to go watch full-grown men with tights on fight over a pig ball? I'm not making this up. But that's how depraved men are. That's how ignorant men have become. And it shows you where their priorities are, right? Here's another thing. And I just, honestly, I hate even giving any time to her. in any sense of the word, because I think she's an absolute joke. Now, I'm not saying that to demean her. She's doing that all on her own. There's a lot of pictures coming out right now, a lot of her videos that are coming out right now, speaking of Taylor Swift, where she is having a witchcraft and a seance on her stage. There's no question about it. There's pictures of her doing the eye signal, pictures of her of Baphomet. You're not going to tell me she's not a part of this satanic agenda that's going on, because she is. Again, I would love to get these people on the show for 5 minutes, and you'd understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about, okay? Well, in the light of all that we know now with Taylor Swift and her partaking in her admission on stage to witchcraft, where she's actually playing the witch, and she's not the only one doing it. I believe every one of them are sold out to some degree. As a matter of fact, if you know anybody in the inside of Hollywood or the music scene, they'll tell you that there's a sacrifice for each level that you go up, which is funny to me. It's just these people have sold their souls, and they think that there's going to be no recompense. That's insanity to me. It really is. Put that up against Ecclesiastes 8:11 when you get a moment. That's why they do what they do. But look at this. In the light of all that we know about Taylor Swift, she comes out. Listen, this is what I'm talking about. Same thing with Donald Trump. I'm a Christian, and people with real Christian values support abortion. Can anybody make that up? Can you tell me why it is with every single one of them that go up in the ladder concerning movies, concerning music, concerning politics, why is it that sooner or later they turn and show you their real colors? And it's all going the same direction. I'll tell you why. Because they're all following the same deluder, the same deceiver, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I want to say this, too. It's really a sad day in America that Americans have believed in some cases that Christianity overlooks, Christians overlook the murder of innocent babies. But let me just tell you this real quickly, if you don't mind. When you look at Scripture and you look at Josiah in 2 Kings 24, verse 2, you're going to find that the Lord was pleased with Josiah in what he did, because once he discovered the law, he applied the law in setting his people free. And why did he do that? Because he wanted to please the Lord. Okay? It's exactly what I would do, friends, in any position incumbent within the halls of government. It's exactly what I do. I'd take the written law and I'd apply it concerning every aspect of my responsibility before God and man. I'd apply his law and his statute. Okay? Well, I want you to understand, too, that Josiah, though he pleased the Lord did say concerning the innocent blood that was shed in the land. I hope, Taylor, you listen, you understand what we're telling you here. You go ahead and go along with the club all that you want to, but you're advocating for what God condemns. Put that up against Proverbs 17:15, and also understand that even Josiah, the one that pleased the Lord said that he was pleased with Josiah, but for the blood that was shed in the land, the innocent blood, I will not pardon. So these are the people, these are the very ones that have been put up, and somehow or another they're blinded to the fact that they're being used as well as political battering rams to upend and to hasten God's judgment upon us. Taylor Swift's going right along with it, friends, every step of the way. Every step of the way. And here we are today, right? And somehow or another, we think we're impervious from that. Like, that's not applicable here. I mean, that's truly insane. It truly is. I also wanted to highlight this, and then I'm going to try to get to what I wrote over the last week here for you concerning Bradley Dean, the Sermonator, for the last segment here. I want you to check this out. We've seen this. The Hawaiian Supreme Court, listen to this. Judges are to sit in good behavior. Article 3, Section 1. If they fail to sit during good behavior, the American people are to impeach them, regardless of who it is. Okay? Regardless of who it is. It applies to the president all the way down, the three branches, and the list goes on. The Hawaiian Supreme Court just said there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in the public. Well, what was it given for? To resist tyranny if it shows its face, right? Well, guess what's happening in Hawaii friends. They're standing up and saying, oh, no. These judges need to go back. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. This court needs to go back to the first year of law school because decisions like this are poorly reasoned and flawed at the most basic level. Praise God for the people.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So here it comes, the Sermonator, and this last week I wrote an article called Bold-Hearted Men, Whom the World Calls Prideful, Arrogant, and Divisive, Are Always Called So by Cowards. Now, I do want you to understand that true humility gives glory to God, okay? False humility gives glory to self. And this false humility, since being saved, concerning those in the church buildings of America, which is not Christianity, they're the children of the apostates. That's my third book, Up and Coming. It's interesting, friends, how many times I have run into these people. Because I was outside of the building doing what I was called to do and commanded to do by the Lord, bearing the reproach without the camp, I had people within saying, look at the one-man ministry. Look at how arrogant. We know your pride, Bradley Dean. Oh, really? I mean, that's insane. Last week, I had highlighted the fact that I kind of took the time to bring to the forefront a post in which my friend threw on his website, and it said, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often bring division among many men. And for the record, I actually called him right away, and I said, so can I ask you who you're talking about? And he said it just in general. And then I just went down the line because I just got a Holy Ghost download concerning how unscriptural that was through different eyes. Because there is two different voices, friends. Don't get me wrong. Read 1 John 4:5. The world hears the world's spirit. Those that are of the Lord, they hear His voice, right? To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So I wanted to make distinction. So the above statement above is true concerning the fruit of the flesh. I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often bring division among many men. That's a statement concerning the fruits of the flesh, but not of the Spirit. And it is important that we make distinction. And how many times, again, I've been accused of being prideful, arrogant, and divisive is more than I can count. Now, I was being accused of being such things by those who should have known better, namely the, again, do-nothing hypocrites found within the four walls of the American church. I'd also noticed that simultaneously these hypocrites were the same, going in the same direction that the prideful, arrogant, divisive, defamatory, lying, and malicious mainstream media were going in when doing the attacking, which showed me what they were feeding on. It wasn't the Word of God. Now, as you're going to see, the responses to my friend's post above were coming from those who did not know what they were scripturally and scripturally responding to. Okay? Why? Because they have never been the ones who were under attack, or for that part, never standing up in this good fight of faith, 2 Timothy 6:12. That's right. You know what? Hang on. I want to make sure that is correct. That didn't seem right. Yeah, it's not. That's the wrong scripture reference on there. Got to get that fixed. Such response to his 1 Timothy 6:12. This is some of the responses that I seen on his post. Not that it would stop him. It's the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. So true, bringing out the worst in many. Bringing out the worst in many by going in obedience to the Lord. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us. Another guy said, yup. And another guy said, I've seen it for years. And they went on and they went on. So for the most part, this is coming from those who do not understand the workings of the Holy Ghost. They accuse and persecute the brethren in the case with their words while thinking that they're doing God a service. Put that up against John 16:2-3. And again, what I just said is a clear spiritual understanding of what Christian humility actually is all about. Now, let me ask you, is it not better to be divided by truth than to be united in error? Is it not better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills? I mean, listen to Jesus. What did he say? Matthew 10:34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace in earth to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Or what of Luke 12:5 or 12:51? What did Jesus say again? Suppose you that I come to give peace on the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. Again, Luke 12:51. Was this prideful? Was this arrogant or divisive? I speak as a man, of course. No. Scripturally speaking, this was not at all prideful nor arrogant, though it may look like those to those that who are not in the fight for the souls of men. However, it is very divisive because this is what the truth does in order to unite. The truth divides in order to unite by the Spirit. Read Ephesians 4:1. When Moses, the meekest man alive, went and confronted Pharaoh and told him to let the children of go, the children of Israel go, Exodus 6:11, was that prideful? Was that arrogant? No. It was a bold obedience to the Lord that he loved and fight for his people to separate them from the bondage of Pharaoh and his people. People that don't read the Word of God, this is what they're going to listen to. But when they read the Word of God and they obey the Word of God, they're going to understand like King David, who said he knew more than the ancients. And why? Because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. He knew the Lord by experience. What about King David's brother Eliab saying unto him, I know your pride, in 1 Samuel 17:28. This, of course, took place before little David, a stripling, the Bible says, went to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath. A stripling is a youth. David went out to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when David stood up. Was this prideful? Was this arrogant? Or was this little David being divisive? Or was he fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Just imagine if Eli's pride, David's brother, just imagine if his pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Make distinction. What about that lone prophet of God, Elijah, the troubler of Israel, King Ahab, the wicked king, said of him in 1 Kings 18:17-18. I want you to picture this with me. Elijah on the top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue faltering between the Lord and Baal. 1 Kings 18:21. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Hey friends, was this prideful? Was this arrogant? Absolutely not. It was just obedience unto the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Make distinction. Again, was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely, he was. Because this is what the Word of God does through his humble servants and a righteous command, directive, and application. Read Hebrews 4:12. Elijah stood up to be counted, and he rose to the level of his father's expectation and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating the people from the counterfeits. And take this over to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar's order and refusing to bow to his idol? Hey, folks, and you can rest assured, they were being accused of all of those that named or called themselves to be God's children. They were being accused of being prideful, arrogant, and divisive. But did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego uphold and obey the Lord even to the death? Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, it tells us that because they did that, that every people, nation, and language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Daniel 3:19. Let me ask you something, friends. Who said that? King Nebuchadnezzar. Isn't that interesting? What about Daniel when he refused to stop praying to the living God? Was Daniel being prideful, arrogant, and divisive and seeking the face of the Lord? Absolutely not. Daniel knew the consequences of holding to the Lord. In consequence, he was thrown into the lion's den, only to be protected by his angels and then delivered. Daniel 6. In the end, those who accused Daniel of wrongdoing were then thrown into the lion's den where they were devoured. And friends, in ending, what about John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, Stephen, and the rest of the martyred disciples? Were they being prideful, arrogant, or divisive in preaching repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Acts 20, verse 21. No, they were not. In any sense of the word, being prideful or arrogant, they were holding forth the word of life and truth and preaching against the thief who cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus, who word divide, said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have life more abundantly. Men and women of God are to preach standing on the word of God that does divide the obedient from the disobedient, the holy from the defiled, the sheep from the goats, and the righteous from the unrighteous. So don't talk to me about a false humility, because false humility is an effort to the work and an affront to the work of Jesus Christ and an attempt to rob God of his glory, friends. Make distinction concerning those that are servants of Christ and those that are not. I love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23.
With a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.